5:10 on WTOP and new this afternoon, actor Will Smith is banned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for 10 years. That means he can't go to the Oscars or take part in any related activities for the next decade. This, of course, after Smith slapped Chris Rock live on stage over a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Joining us live on Skype to talk about it, WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley. Hey, Jay Fray.
Hey, everybody.
So what do you think about this and whether or not the punishment is appropriate?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is appropriate. I mean, I think he's lucky they didn't ban him for life or even, you know, make him give back his Oscar. I think the Academy didn't have much choice. I think they had to come down hard here. And you know, we can all debate back and forth whether Chris Rock's joke was in poor taste or not. I've seen, you know, that debate online for the last 2 weeks. But in the end, you just can't get out of your chair and come up on stage and smack somebody. You can't. And I know Will tried to get out in front of it a little bit by resigning from the Academy a few days ago, but now we finally get the verdict coming down. And interestingly, he's still eligible to get nominated if he did a great role in a movie, but I guess he just couldn't show up to accept it. But I honestly, at this point, I don't think he would even get nominated. You know, why waste your vote if you know he can't go?
Well, on that front, then, take a look at it from the perspective of a Hollywood producer. I mean, Will Smith has been one of the most bankable stars in Hollywood. He's now an Academy Award winner. You're a Hollywood producer. You've got a role, and you think Will Smith, in theory, would be the best for it. Would you cast him?
Ah, oh, that's such an interesting question because, you know, imagine if this had never happened, the Oscar slot never happened, Will wins for King Richard and suddenly he's the talk of the town. Everybody wants to work with him. He's a made man. And now, you know, some projects are actually getting put on ice. No one really wants to come near it, at least for now. And just the whole thing, if you take a big picture look, it's just it boggles my mind. Like, can you imagine reading this headline 2 weeks ago? You know, Will Smith banned for 10 years. It would have sounded absurd because he was the one we were all rooting for. He was the one, the career Oscar we were all rooting for, the fan favorite. So, I mean, to me, it's just sad. Will Smith said he's heartbroken, but I think a lot of fans are too. Like, Will Smith and Chris Rock were both childhood heroes of mine and a whole generation, you know, Fresh Prince, Independence Day, Men in Black. And it's almost like we wish we could use that Men in Black memory eraser for that night, but sadly, it's still there. I mean, I don't know how high it goes in his obituary when the thing's written, but, you know, top second graph, maybe.
You know, clearly something changed that night. Everybody felt the shift. How do you think that manifests going forward?
Oh, it was like the air got taken out of the room. You know, it was heartbreaking just to watch and seeing him get back up and give that speech. I think those tears, I think they were real. I mean, I think we saw a man sort of melting down, realizing that he, you know, in one moment, you know, he turned like the greatest moment of his life into arguably, you know, one of the worst moments of his life. And so, you know, it was good for the ratings. I mean, the ratings rose, 60% over the previous year. They're still the second lowest ever. I mean, I don't really think that we're ever going to see the days when, you know, Titanic get, you know, 87 million viewers tuned in 98 to see, you know, the blockbuster Titanic win. But I don't know. The Oscars has turned into such a bizarre thing lately. Like, it seems like they're trying to chase the old days that are long gone where, you know, network TV ratings have to me really fallen across the board, except for, you know, maybe football, Super Bowl stuff. But, you know, everything else, scripted stuff, streaming just changed everything. Like, our viewing habits are so splintered across so many different platforms now that I think they just need to stop trying to be so cute and chase some wider audience and bringing in more people. Stop tinkering. Stop moving these certain categories to the pre-show, like these stupid little skits. Just hand out the awards. You know, play to your core base of movie fans that really care about the art and craft of movies. And I guess we won't see Smith there for 10 more years.
All right, Jason. Thanks much. Appreciate it, man.
See ya.
Thanks, Jay.
Jason Fraley, WTOP Entertainment Editor and Film Critic.